For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
According to multiple NBA insiders, Julius Randle is pushing to return for the New York Knicks. However, this puts the Knicks in a little bit of a predicament. Do they have Randle return early and try to build some chemistry, or do they wait until he's fully 100% healthy and return then? And we don't know when that date could be. It could be during the regular season or maybe even the postseason. We're going to break down exactly what's being said behind the scenes and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Julius Randle is pushing hard to return to the court for the New York Knicks. And if you know anything about Julius Randle, this is not a surprise at all. Randle does not like to miss games, but unfortunately for him, due to that shoulder injury, he's missed a ton of games, which likely means he's itching to return and showcase what he can do for the New York Knicks. The problem is, if he returns too early and takes contact to that shoulder, he's likely going to be in severe pain. And unfortunately for Randle, he still hasn't been cleared yet for full contact. However, that has not stopped Randle from pushing behind the scenes for returning for the New York Knicks. Let's take a look at exactly what's happening by looking at what Fred Katz reported here. According to Fred Katz, behind the scenes, Randle is pushing hard to return. His pain tolerance is without question insane, as one person close to him recently described it. But he's human. Maybe Randle can fight through anguish, but maybe fighting through it still affects him. Katz continues, it puts the Knicks in a predicament. Randle wants to play, but if the pain chips away his quality so much that he becomes a burden, should he? Could he drag down the team whose greatest strength is its try hard, as he did in moments last spring? No one in the league despises missing games more than Julius Randle. Without a doubt, it comes from a good place. He wants to compete, is itching to come back. If he performs at all as he did earlier in the season, when he flew high enough to reach his third All-Star team in 4 years, the Knicks could play into late May, or heck, even June. Shout out to Fred Katz for giving us this latest update about Julius Randle and what's going on behind the scenes. Honestly, I can understand where Randle is coming from. He's probably really annoyed and really frustrated right now. He's doing everything but taking full contact in practice. And that's the next step in his recovery, the next step for him returning for the New York Knicks. And he's probably pushing the Knicks coaching staff, the medical staff, anybody who would listen, for him to return for the New York Knicks as soon as possible. He probably wants to take contact right now. He probably wants to move on to that next step. But the Knicks medical staff probably has good reason to not clear him to move on to full contact. And that's what's concerning. Because what's the issue? Why is he continuing to miss full contact and not play with full contact? What's the main issue? Is it him taking pain? Is it the pain that he's feeling? Because clearly, according to Fred Katz, his pain tolerance is insane. And I believe that for Julius Randle. Have you looked at him lately? Physical specimen. He works on his body daily, and in the offseason, probably 3 or 4 times daily. He is a monster, a beast. So we don't have to get it twisted. Randle is very, very strong, and he's tough. But he is also human, as the article reported. And he can only take so many shots to that shoulder. And maybe if he takes the wrong shot...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Does a lot of damage, and maybe that damage pushes that surgery date up a few weeks. And that's something the New York Knicks can't afford. And I think the medical staff knows that. Julius Randle, in his heart of hearts, probably knows that as well, too. And I'm sure Tom Thibodeau knows that. You don't want to rush Randle back, have him suffer a significant setback, and then have him miss more time additionally. That doesn't make sense. And I think it only makes sense for Julius Randle to return once he's fully healthy and cleared by the medical staff. It's clear the medical staff has a good reason to why he's not moved on to full contact yet. There's probably an issue with that shoulder. Let me say this. I am perfectly fine with Julius Randle waiting till he's 100% fully healthy and goes through the proper stages before he comes back for the New York Knicks. I don't want to rush him back and then something happens to him. He suffers a setback and then misses even more time. That would be horrible. I don't want that to happen. And I know he's itching to return. I know he's pushing to return. I know he wants to return so badly, especially for this Knicks team that is still fighting for seeding. So I can understand why he wants to return and make an impact. But as of right now, the best thing for him to do is to get healthy. Because the best way he can help the Knicks is to be as healthy as possible. Because if Randle can come back to even close to the player he was before the injury, this Knicks team is going to be even more dangerous come the postseason. That's the Randle that we need. We don't need a Randle that rushes back and does more damage to that shoulder. That's not going to do anybody any good, especially not Randle if he wants to have longevity in his career. He's spoken out about that. If he wants that, he needs to go through the proper milestones. He needs to go through the proper channels. He hasn't done that yet, and I still think he has time to go through that. Julius Randle, in my opinion, is one of the key pieces for this Knicks team to become one of the best teams in the playoffs. That's how good he is, and that's how good a healthy Julius Randle can be in terms of impact for this Knicks team. We need him to make a deep postseason run. We need him to be one of those teams that you don't want to face in a 7-game series. Even though right now we're floating by, we're getting wins, and Jalen Brunson is doing his best to become that superstar right before our eyes, he's going to need help. The playoffs are a different level. You need everybody on deck fully healthy. So if that's the case, I would rather have Julius Randle fully healthy than have him return now and risk damage to that shoulder early. It doesn't make sense to me. I appreciate you, Randle, and I appreciate your loyalty, your hustle, the fact that you want to come back and make a difference for this Knicks team, that you want to come back and make an impact, that you understand chemistry is important with your teammates and you need that for the postseason. I understand all of that. I respect you and I respect your hustle so much for wanting to do that. But at the end of the day, you have to do what's good for you, your career, and for the New York Knicks. Let me ask you this. Does it make sense to return for the final couple of games if it's going to hurt you in the long term? Or does it make sense to recover as much as possible, be as healthy as possible, and then come back and potentially make even more of a difference, make even bigger of an impact? I'll leave it up to you. I'm pretty sure you know what the answer is. I get it. I know you want to come back. You're itching to come back. Everybody knows you want to come back right now. You don't like to miss games. I truly, honestly respect that about you. But hopefully you'll take some advice from the medical staff, the Knicks coaching staff. You'll continue to go through the stages, put in the work like I know you will, and reach those milestones. Surely, you will start taking full contact again, and once that happens, you're only going to be a few weeks away from returning. Mitchell Robinson just started taking full contact in practice. I'm sure you're very, very close to that same thing, Randle. For right now, just keep doing what you're doing, and I'm sure you're going to return as soon as your body is allowing you to do so. But what about you guys? What do you think about Julius Randle behind the scenes pushing to return for the New York Knicks? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.